This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis is making it clear that he plans to veto a key labor union bill passed at the end of the legislative session. The measure would make it easier for workplaces to fully unionize. It was a priority for Democrats and labor advocates. Business groups opposed it. Polis says he supports workers' right to organize, but he wants to see more buy-in from the business community.
I truly believe a bill that I could sign would be better for workers and better for business.
The bill would end a requirement that three-quarters of a company's workers sign off before a union can charge them all fees for representation. In Congress, a divide among House Republicans over the future of clean energy tax credits, and Colorado Republicans are divided too. Representatives Gabe Evans and Jeff Hurd want to see some of the credits preserved. Companies in their districts have used those investment and production credits. But Representative Lauren Boebert is pushing for a full repeal of the Biden-era law.
I don't want the heavy hand of government coming in and choosing winners and losers. I want to pursue energy dominance.
Republican leaders will have to work out those differences as they work to pass a budget bill with only Republican votes. A new temple for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is coming to Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce reports it will be the state's fourth LDS temple.
The church released an artist's rendering of the temple this week. A grand white stone structure with a prominent golden spire stretching into the sky. The 45,000 square foot structure will be built on the city's far north end. No groundbreaking date has been announced. There are other LDS temples in Denver and Fort Collins. Another in Grand Junction is under construction now. That one is set to open in October. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Mostly sunny for Denver, turning a little cloudy in Colorado Springs, and getting warmer through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.